The project grew out of the Governor's Commission on Reducing Racial Disparities in the State Justice System. The goal is to determine whether and how often police are using racial profiling when they pull someone over. At a hearing in Madison this week, Oneida Tribal member Jessica Yee says it's happening in Brown County, where many Native Americans have tribal license plates.
They also have tribal insignia, whether that is having their tribal nation as a decal or a sticker, whether that is they have feathers or something like that in their rearview mirror. And there are many tribal members who feel like they have been unlawfully pulled over because of their tribal identity.
A spokesman for the Immigrant Workers Union also testified about complaints from Latino motorists in Madison who feel they've been targeted. The group wants the data made public in a way that these accusations can be tested. Adams County Sheriff's Detective Seth Tully says he's ready to help collect the data once the rules are fleshed out, but he's worried that some motorists will resent the process.
Obviously, it may offend somebody because I may pick a different one. You know, I have to judge how they look to decide their race, which, you know, we're already the bad guy stopping somebody. I have no problem collecting the data, absolutely not. And it'll be a learning curve for all those working the streets.
The first report on this traffic stop data won't be released until July of 2012, yet some state legislators are already beginning to draft bills designed to reduce racial profiling if the report finds it's occurring in the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.